This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. The annual Arts Sensation performance from Forward Motion Dance is this Saturday night at Thalian Hall. The Wilmington Big Band kicks off the show, followed by a variety of dance numbers, from tap to ballet to belly dancing. This fundraising performance is in its 17th year.
17 years ago, Tracy had heard that the food bank was in need of some help. And she started this, say, hey, you know, why don't we get some local musicians and dancers together and have a show that benefits. And so it started with the food bank, and I think they did that for several years.
This is Forward Motion Dance board member Elizabeth White.
We've also given to Good Shepherd, Indojax, Full Belly, Domestic Violence, Cape Fear, Hospice, Kids Making It, the Arts Council, Food Banks of Coastal North Carolina. So in the 17 years, you know, we've given to a lot of different nonprofit organizations. The Cape Fear River Watch, I think, is just, at this point in time, we just feel that it's very important to support what they're doing. And so we've been on board to try to help them and give to them the last few years. The first 30 minutes or so of the show is the Wilmington Big Band. And then the second half is dances from local choreographers. Once again, for the 17th year, I think, the company Tea Tappers. Kelly Haas will be belly dancing, and that's always great. We have a piece from the U.S. International Ballet Company. They're doing a piece that was in The Wizard of Oz called Emeralds. Students from the Dance Theater of Dreams doing a piece choreographed by Kevin Green. We have a solo artist who's doing a hip-hop dance, Kevin Bowen. We're excited about all the different genres. We have a girls group called Girls Dance and teen dancers from the Dance Element doing a piece that they performed at the Emerging Choreographer Showcase. And we have two pieces that just were recently premiered in the Wilmington Dance Festival by Avalon Murphy called Continuum, and also a new modern piece from Forward Motion Dance, choreographed by Tracy Varga.
Frank Yelverton was a marine biologist for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers before he became the executive director of Cape Fear River Watch. I asked him about the issues currently most pressing for the health of the Cape Fear River.
It's cleaner now than it was, you know, 30, 40 years ago before the Clean Water Act came into effect. But we have a lot of issues going on now with Gen X. Everybody's heard about Gen X and pollution from chem ores. We have some issues also with pollution from some of the concentrated animal feeding operations, high fecal coliform concentrations. And we also have some fisheries issues. Used to be a great population of what they call anadromous fish. They're fish like striped bass and sturgeon and shad that spend most of their time in salt water, but run up the fresh water to spawn. But there was a series of dams put on the Cape Fear River, and the Corps of Engineers and Cape Fear River Watch and many others are going through the process of trying to get fish passage on those to restore the populations. They're currently at like 10% of the historic levels. And if we could get them back to close to 90 or 100% of their historic levels, just think of all the opportunities for recreation, commercial fishing, all the tourism and restaurants, and everything would be benefited by that.
Frank Yelverton, executive director of Cape Fear River Watch, and Elizabeth White from Forward Motion Dance. Art Sensation is this Saturday night at Thalian Hall with Wilmington Big Band and a great variety of dance performances. All ticket sale proceeds go to Cape Fear River Watch. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.